So what's up, fuckers?
What's up? Are we live?
46?
Yeah, we're rolling with that. As
46, long-ass dicks.
Throat and dicks, 46.
Yep. Not much. Not much is going on, really. Yeah. I don't know.
There's an absolute encyclopedia of knowledge over there.
There's nothing happening.
Of nothings and muches.
You guys aren't saying anything. What the fuck, dude?
We thought you were going to take it away, dude.
Yeah, it's you're the intro guy.
Okay, well, reporting live.
You're about to get fired from it, I'm going to say.
Reporting live from the bottom of the ocean, we are in the missing Titanic sub right now. We are the lost ones. We're fine. There's plenty of oxygen. And
if you were in that, you'd probably make this podcast.
That's exactly what our motivations were.
Should we explain it for Morg? Because he has no idea what we're talking about.
I have no idea what it is.
Morg lives under a fucking rock, so he doesn't know.
I live in a submarine, first of all. He lives under the mountain of rocks.
Yeah.
There was a submarine that was going down
a submersible device.
Yeah, which you know what that is?
It's just, is it a submersible device or a submarine?
It's a submersible device.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, there's people in it though.
There's people in it.
Okay.
But it's not like a full blown military grade submarine.
Yeah. They were going down to look at the Titanic wreck. It's lost.
The submarine is lost.
The submarine and the people inside. There's five people inside. There's like three tech billionaires. The guy who's like the best knowledgeable person about the Titanic in the world. And then one of the guy's kids.
Okay, what do you mean they're lost?
It's gone. They lost contact with it
an hour after it went under the water, and it's been gone for like 3 days or maybe more.
Yeah. I think it was Friday, or no, what day is today?
Today's Wednesday.
So I think it was Sunday.
Yeah. Then.
Sunday it went under 96 hours of air. Haven't heard anything since, haven't found it.
Wait, 96 hours? What is that, 4 days?
Yes. Close. Yeah, right at 4 days. Yeah.
It is, right? Yeah.
The last reports we had.
So it's gone.
So there's some,
No, they're, I'm pretty sure like this morning the time passed already.
Yeah, yeah. This is.
I think they're dead.
Yeah. There is some fun little elements to it though. One of them is that the submarine or the submersible thing was like, they did a news report on it like 5 years ago or something.
Impenetrable, infallible.
No. So the guy who did the interview called it MacGyver-y. And something else, because they use like a off-brand PlayStation controller to control it. There's stuff from like Camp World to make it work. It's got like pipes
the oxygen supply thing is literally from like Camping Land or whatever, Camping World.
Yeah. There's a bunch of pieces of this that are just like, it kind of works.
Janky.
But it's not like we designed something specifically for this. We just bought something and kind of threw it in there.
You think they'd have better equipment when the tickets are $250,000 per person?
Yeah.
Like they're making $1 million off of this expedition alone.
Well, I don't think they're making any money on this.
How cool
is they're going to lose. The business is collapsing after this. They're going to get sued so far.
It's already collapsed.
But I guess in like 2008, there was a huge commission that does a maritime commission, like filed a complaint against them, like 36 people, different.
Oh, yeah. Experts. Like all the, like the top experts were like, nah.
No, this is not fit.
You should not do this.
But it made it like 15 years before something happened.
Mm-hmm. Did they send it down before?
Yeah, it's done. It goes down like weekly, more than that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure one of the guys on it, this is his third trip in the last 7 days or something.
Oh, shit. So they just got fucked.
Yeah. It's not like they just threw this together and then went down there. They've been doing it for like decades.
Yeah. But there was things saying that like, hey, you probably shouldn't do it for a long time now.
You should probably never do that. Right?
I mean, James Cameron did this in like the 90s to film for the Titanic.
Really?
Yeah. He held the record for the longest solo like submarine dive in
the world. Yeah, he has the world record for that.
For decades.
Another cool little part of it is... One of the kids of like the tech billionaires, like the day after they went missing,
he went to
a Blink-182 concert and he posted a picture of it.
Oh, okay. I did see that.
Yeah.
Okay,
he posted a picture and the caption was like, this is going to seem off color or something, but my family would want me to be here.
They would want me to see Blink is what it said.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Absolute savagery.
Yeah. But some crazy shit is that are you still going?
Yep. Yeah. On that. I mean, I'm just saying the ocean's out for
this
summer.
This is about that.
Oh, okay. The ocean's just out for me.
Yeah, no. What's the conflict of interest? Why they need to be dead for something else to happen?
So there's conspiracy. There'll be some conspiracies once we get some confirmation of deaths here. But the craziest thing is they don't know. It could have like floated up. So after 24 hours, they have like a ballast that releases and it's supposed to float to the surface like no matter what. Mm-hmm. So unless that is the specific thing that went wrong, then it could be on the surface somewhere, but they can't get out because it's only... You can only open it. They bolt them in with 17 different bolts. from the outside. So even
there's
if
no
they
hatch.
Made even if they made it to the surface, they're still trapped in there no matter what.
And they're
what.
Running out of oxygen.
And they're going to die. Yeah.
No, there's got to be an oxygen thing.
No, there's an what do you mean?
Like if you're at the top, you're telling me there's not a
no, an dude, what do we tell no, you? It's MacGyvery.
It's a sealed fucking thing with just an oxygen supply. That's all it is. It's only designed to go down and back up and they get out.
There was the report of they've heard like banging from somewhere down there, and then the banging has stopped.
Well, yeah, and in a precise 30-minute intervals, they would hear banging for like a few minutes, and then it would stop.
Banging from what?
Like they think
someone they could be all banging on like the inside of it. Because what they did is the people who are searching for them dropped down a bunch of sonar buoys or buoys on the surface, then dropped a bunch to the bottom, and then it like obviously it has like pulses that try to like locate anything, and then they have ones that are like for audio too. So they heard like in 30-minute intervals banging. So I think that it's the people like trying to signal them, because that one of them said like that's something that I guess they're trained to do.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, it's like it's supposed to be in specific intervals so that people don't think it's like some random thing. So they're trying to like locate where it's coming from. But these things have there's no other noise, right? So it's just like it's a very vast amount of space that it could be traveling through.
Well, and could it be that big of a distance that it's in?
They're traveling.
Well, so once it floats down, they lost control of it.
Miles.
And there's the underwater currents that could just take it anywhere.
Oh, they lost control of it.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's what could have happened. No one knows.
Oh, yeah, there's multiple theories. There's one of them that I saw that I'm like, how have we not fucking made sure it's not that? Is that because I guess it can go inside the wreckage. And they think that because after a certain amount of time, like the panic thing is if it breaks down or whatever, is these things float it to the top. So they're saying they're in the wreckage and it floated to the top, but it's just stuck in the wreckage.
They're searching 25,000 square miles for this thing. And they've already covered 10,000 or 12,000 by now, I think. But like it could like that's a huge amount of fucking space.
How many people are on that thing?
Five.
Five.
Five people searching for billionaires?
No, there's five people in it.
Five people in it. No, there's tens of thousands of people. They have every like
every fucking thing that could
every
do
nation's
this is
like
on.
Coast Guard is looking for this.
And they can't fucking find them.
No.
But the ocean's big.
It's not that big.
I saw a thing like for scale of like how fucked this is.
Oh yeah, they put the Statue of Liberty
how
under
how deep they are.
Well, yeah. No, not just like how deep the ocean is, of like how hard it would be to find this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like basically like you're looking from space.
Oh, you know what's fucked?
And it's pitch black down there.
Yeah.
When they find it, that's gonna be fucked up.
I don't think they're gonna.
I don't know if they'll ever find it.
Eventually, right?
I mean, we never found a plane.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how much longer after the 96 hours of air thing, how much longer do you even look?
And they were saying that the 96 hours isn't even really guaranteed because they didn't.
They're gonna panic.
They don't take into account the panic breathing and also like.
Also, you probably maybe try to kill somebody.
See, this is where I knew Morg was going to come.
Yeah, well,
angles.
I did see immediately tweets about, I guarantee they started eating people after like 12 hours, which is sick, but.
Oh, yeah. How long till you kill somebody?
Well, you can survive off eating, not eating for 96
no,
hours.
No, I'm talking about the oxygen. 24 hours into being lost.
You kill someone so they stop breathing your air.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's what he was saying. Yeah.
What if the guy just murked them all and he's just like, he's got like days and days and days.
How big is it?
It's tiny. So they're all crammed in there. They showed a picture of just four people in there, and they're literally like this. It's fucking tiny.
I mean, yeah.
It's you're not even allowed to wear shoes. It's because it's so small, because you have to like fold your feet like this.
And how long is the trip supposed to be?
Just like like a couple hours or something?
Yeah, you just go down, come back up. Because it takes, it's more than a couple hours, because I think it takes a couple hours to get down.
To even get down there. But it's a day. It's a day at the most, like 12 hours.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I didn't even think about that. Fuck the cannibalism. If the guide who actually knows what's up is smart, he just kills all of them.
Yeah.
And then has all the oxygen for himself.
But that's a toughie, though. They're all like shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Yeah, it'd be tough to pull off a murder with the four other people
directly.
I'd like
to think that's not what they went for immediately. Like,
oh, hey, it is.
We go down
together. Well, if Morg was in there, he's strangling us out.
Yeah, they were saying like because of the how tiny it is, like the air circulation, like, even if they're not out of oxygen, they could poison the air with so much CO2 before they even add oxygen.
Like because they're going to be off-gassing so much?
Yeah, the percentage in the air would obviously be so shifted.
Who's the person who's doing that? Who's coming up with that? They're like sitting there thinking, they're trying to give us all hope. They've got 96 hours and there's a guy's like, technically, they could fucking die way before that.
Yeah.
It's not even, they could just breathe really hard and
they
die.
They have, I saw this when I went over to the deli, they had it on the news and the guy on there was just like, Yeah, I mean, 96 hours is pretty wishful thinking to begin with. We didn't even think about the CO2 poisoning from the lack of airflow. And I was just like, so they're dead already. Fuck. He's like, yeah, we've got about 4 hours left, but I doubt they would have even made it that long. And then also they said that they could easily just die of freezing because at that level, it's not well insulated enough to like sustain any sort of...
Well, I mean, you're shoulder to shoulder, you just take your shirt off, you're good.
No, but they said like hypothermia. It's below freezing.
Yeah.
Down there, even inside of the thing.
Wait, hold on.
Looking more grasping.
Perplexed.
Why? I'm saying this though. Between that and the guy getting eaten by the shark, I'm out on the ocean this summer.
Oh, you won't catch me in the ocean.
This is no water.
We
summer.
Are pool
this
boys.
This is dry land summer, no, brother.
We're big pool boys this summer.
Ooh, but dude, if it's a deep pool with I can't see the bottom, I don't know. There could be a shark in there.
No, it's kiddie pool true. Summer.
I could see myself at a lake this summer.
No. Are you high?
What?
Some little grass touches your foot? You're going to be with that?
That's you heard true. Of the Loch Ness?
Oh, yeah. Grass? I'm out.
Some slime?
Yeah.
You get a slimy bottom?
I don't fuck with any body water with living things
and
in it.
And lakes are always darker than regular water, too.
It's murky.
Yeah, it's right. So dark. You just put your head under, you can't see.
And I've seen some pretty big catfish and stuff, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Those people that stick their
There's
arms in those
river
fuckers.
Monsters. What am I thinking? No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's not
what do rivers
monsters,
go to?
Though.
What do rivers go
lakes.
To? Lakes.
Yep. And oceans. It's a pathway between the lake and the ocean.
Can't even have it. But no, my question was... What? How do you lose? Isn't there like sonar on the outside of it? Like, what do you mean they lost?
This is one of the things. So it runs on the Neuralink from Elon Musk.
So not Neuralink.
Or not Neuralink. Starlink or whatever.
Starlink?
So the thing that it's supposed to do.
All
so that thing where it's supposed to float to the top if anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
That Starlink can only connect with it if it gets to the top. It can't reach all the way down into the ocean.
So but they're tracking it the whole time, though, right?
No, they lost it after an hour. They lost all contact. They lost its signal. They lost all... Yeah, like.
Oh, so it's a conspiracy for sure. Somebody in there has
the
plans.
We do need to know who... We have tech billionaires. I'm sure it's fucking some AI guy, maybe.
Yeah. I don't think that was real.
Huh?
The people who were on it, I didn't see anything about them being special at all.
You didn't see that? They're all billionaires.
They're all rich people because who else can afford a $250,000 ticket? But I don't think they're like some crazy...
Dude,
it's all the OpenAI guys. Group outing.
Here are the passengers above. Oh, I have to pay for this? Nice try, New York Times.
Yeah, they're getting slippery with that.
They should make a Black Mirror episode about this.
Yeah, this is pretty wild.
That's fucked up.
Hamish Harding, the chairman of Action Aviation.
Okay.
They're probably trying to...
Planes are out.
They're probably trying to go to space. You can't get out of the firmament.
Sahasda Dawood... who is the vice chairman of Dawood Hercules, an investment holding company based in Karachi, Pakistan. Got to get rid of him.
Need him gone.
Paul Henry Nargolet.
Oh, bad last
that's
name.
The guy who's the Titanic expert, so they need that knowledge gone.
Erase history.
And maybe they're going to find out he could have...
Oh, and then the CEO of this thing was in there too. So
the CEO of the company? Yeah. I thought I had heard that.
Yeah, so that's fine. Fuck him anyway.
Yeah, or he was going to get sued into oblivion regardless.
They were probably
they
just trying to...
hung him.
Maybe it was planned. He was just supposed to be the only guy in there and he brought his buddies.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they're all just rich cocksuckers because...
Well, except for the guy's 19-year-old son. That sucks.
Oh.
Oh, there's a 19-year-old
son? But his
other
son was at the rock show? He fell in love at the rock show?
No, I think that was Hamish's kid. Hamish Harding.
Hmm. Hamish?
Yeah.
No, he was a white.
Oh, it
a
says
white
in
kid.
Here, big Blink-182 fan Hamish Harding.
No,
he would have wanted his son to go.
It was a white. It was a white kid, so it definitely couldn't have been Hamish's son.
No, Hamish is he's like a European of some sort.
Okay.
Then we've got Shahzada. That's the one with the 19-year-old.
Okay. Well, we wish him well.
Yeah. Good luck. Got a couple hours.
Yeah.
By the end of this podcast, they're either saved or not.
Find we'll it so, could you end. Imagine if you like were looking out the porthole and you're like, we're at the surface and we're going to die of fucking not being able to breathe. When
that
we're
would be worse
the
than the bottom. Probably
way worse.
Yeah.
At least at the bottom, you can't see and you're just like, fuck.
That's basically buried alive.
Like Jesus Christ, man.
But if they did get to the top, the thing would have went off, right?
Well, not if something's wrong with
something it. Could be wrong with it. Any number of things could be wrong.
It's a,
but if they can't find them, they don't know.
Fuck, dude.
Dry land summer.
Dry land summer is in effect, folks.
Fully operational.
You will not catch my head under the water.
I'm not even sticking my head under the shower water.
I was going to maybe
no baths
under
this summer.
A jacuzzi. Maybe get a little jets flowing through the hair, but that's
no,
about
jets
it.
Jets is dangerous. Yeah. It's going to feel like big waves hit me in the face.
That's true. Also, there's like the part where the water gets sucks in. What if you get sucked into that?
Yeah, and the visibility's poor with all the bubbles.
True.
Yep. Yeah, if you go down to the bottom and there's a little vent, sucks you down and just clamps you.
Yeah, look, we drink water. That's all we need it for.
We're barely drinking water.
We don't need
this summer.
We don't need to be in it. Yeah, this summer. Yeah,
beer, dry land summer. Water's out for 2023. Rest of 2023.
Dude, fuck, that's gnarly,
there's
dude.
Been too many hiccups.
Fucked up.
And there's the other fucking. You see the thing that they think whales are starting to hunt people or whatever.
Or were they tipping over fishing vessels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they already tried to eat the kayak guy.
Well, these are the killer whales that are doing this. They're like planned attacking boats.
They're like, you were showing me this, right? They're like teaching their young to flip over fishing boats.
Yeah.
There's been like more than one.
How many killer whale deaths we got for humans?
7.
Could have run with it.
At least 6.
I know of 6. There could be a 7.
Damn, dude.
Speaking of other big news,
what else?
You know, and summer.
Can I have big news?
Speaking of other big news and summer being on the precipice, I think it actually starts. When's the first official day? Today?
Tomorrow? Yesterday was the longest day of the year.
Today's the longest
day. We missed the solstice? I didn't do fucking anything.
No, the solstice is today.
Oh, well, let's get active.
Sure. Yeah.
And you said you didn't have time to go to Guitar Center. It's the longest day of the year, my guy. Pop a thizzle.
If you don't have time today, when are you going to have time?
We'll never have enough time. But I was going to say, obviously, you know, with the big release of Barbie coming up this summer, we took a little BuzzFeed quiz.
I forgot to find out
which Barbie that we are.
All right, ladies and gents, we're going to take a quick break from the show. I have a question. What's more American than a bald eagle?
A bald sack.
The 4th of July is almost here, and that means a couple of things.
I thought there was going to be an answer.
The answer is there's nothing more American than a bald eagle.
They're saying like going bald eagle down low.
Going bald.
What's more American than going bald eagle?
There's nothing more American than having your eagle be bald.
Yep.
Like a bald eagle.
No hair on our eagles. Fuck
the 4th of July is almost here.
Beagles.
And that means a couple
Interpret
of things.
That on your own.
Barbecues, pool parties with your head above the water. And last but not least, glizzies.
Glizzies.
And it just so happens the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped, are making sure all of the glizzy gladiators across the nation are groomed for the battle on America's birthday. Let's go, dude.
There's going to be a battle?
There's going to be a battle.
We're going World War
IV. Declare World War III on the Manscaped?
From sea to shining sea. Don't be in there, though. Join over 8 million pube patriots worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with our code NOFOMO at manscaped.com. Talk about an American dream, dude. Jesus.
No more nightmares.
Inside this package, you'll find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
Do you know how to read punctuation?
Dude, he's missing commas and periods all over.
Dude, that was a long list.
That was a long list. Carry on.
Yeah, you're killing it.
But
Have you been practicing reading to yourself? Because I feel like you're doing the best you've ever
done. This is next level, minus the punctuation errors.
When I take Adderall, I can't read that well.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Your brain moves faster than your eyes.
Fucking take your freedom bells to the next level by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off with free shipping with our discount code NOFOMO.
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer, no FOMO.
No hair. Duh.
Get your independence back this Independence Day and unlock your confidence with Manscaped. Now back to the show, dude.
This is incredibly appropriate as a Swiftie and as someone who's elated for the release of Barbie.
Is it out yet?
Huh? No.
It's not out?
No, mid-July. Okay. Same day as Oppenheimer.
I was going to say, if we missed that, we fucked up.
Oppenheimer Barbie double feature. We're ripping that.
So, I mean, without any further ado, our local Barbie, Garrett, what'd you get?
I'm over the moon about this one. I got the Dua Lipa mermaid Barbie.
What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
I could not
read it. What does that one say?
You're the person everyone calls when they want to have a good time. You always have the best party ideas, know where all the hottest spots are. Your fun and quirky personality is what makes others so attracted to you. And honestly, between us, I think everyone wants to be just like you. God, I couldn't agree more with that.
I don't know if these
are
accurate.
It's like a horoscope.
I think these aren't accurate.
It's like a horoscope.
He knew this one, did it beforehand, and picked the right things.
No, this thing just fucking gets it.
He is a Swiftie. I'll give it to him, but I think the description was bullshit.
And I'm in love with Dua Lipa.
He's got the same body.
Yeah, you do have the same body.
As what?
Dua Lipa. Like a coke-addicted Barbie.
As Dua Lipa? Dua Lipa's mermaid. Smoking hot. So
as
cool.
A mermaid.
Cool.
You are a mermaid.
Both of your legs are one leg.
Thing. Cool. That's because... All right, continue.
Mork, what Barbie are you?
I got the Kate McKinnon weird Barbie.
Yeah, you did.
A unique personality. You tend to shine a little brighter than the rest. facts.
Yeah, unique is a cool way of saying
unique
weird.
Unique is a really sweet way to put that. They really let you down easy.
And can't help but stand out from the crowd. Even though others think you're a bit odd, keep being you because you're the kind of person who makes history. Get fucked, dude.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think that's perfect.
That's so me.
I got nothing to debate. That's so you.
Yeah, that's very you.
That sounds just more. Nailed it.
I got the Nicola Coughlin diplomat Barbie.
Who's Nicole?
Oh, that is very you.
She's a big woman.
Okay.
So I'll give you that.
What's her name?
Nicola Coughlin.
Can you, is that like, are you saying more than one word?
Nicola.
Okay. Nicola.
Coughlin.
Coughlin. Okay.
Yeah. Diplomat Barbie. So I'm great at sorting out problems. Your friends always know that they can come to you when in a scuffle. Keeping the peace is your thing, and oh my God, are you good at it?
Okay, yours is wrong.
Yeah.
Mine's
that one's way the fuck off.
You're good at keeping the peace? No.
No.
You're good at stirring the pot.
I am an amplifier of anger.
Yep. Instigator.
Do we want to go through a couple of our song choices? I think the first one needs to be talked about.
There's a couple that just need to be.
Yeah, let's do the big one. I didn't know all of them.
Yeah, the first one. What did you pick, Gary?
Okay, favorite song from the debut album?
Yeah.
I picked Our Song.
Our Song is the only one. It's the only one. Tim McGraw's up there, but...
It's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah. And let's see. There was another one.
Fearless.
You Belong With Me.
Or Love Story is a good one, too, but I picked You Belong With Me.
I also picked that one.
Okay. See?
What if we picked all the same ones?
No.
And we all got different ones?
The Story of Us.
Enchanted.
You went Enchanted.
Oh, no. You're talking about... That's from Speak Now. Story of Us.
Yeah.
The Story of Us.
Oh, from this one. No, I picked Enchanted.
Okay. That makes sense for The Mermaid.
Yes.
Okay, this one's a big one here. The Red Album.
Yeah, that's a big album.
Which one did you pick on that?
I mean, 22.
22 is the only one.
More? I think the first time I did 22, but the second time I did We Were Never Getting Back Together.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
That's a fucking slap, too, though. I can't knock that.
The rest of them, I barely knew any of the songs.
Blank Space? Blank Space, 1989? We know.
I don't know. Maybe I know that one, but I just
got a blank space, baby.
Oh, okay.
And I write your name.
Same. Damn, I would have picked that one.
Yeah, why would you not?
Oh, I didn't know it was that one.
I didn't know any from Reputation, really.
Getaway Car? I feel like
Lover, Cruel Summer, obviously, is the standout single. I mean,
dude, is she the goat?
Yeah, she's the goat. She fucks hard.
I bet she doesn't, though.
Should we do the other one?
Wait, what do you... Yeah, you think Taylor Swift fucks?
No, but she's a fucking
billionaire. She cries after a lot.
I don't think she, like, fucks... But like
she cries after.
Like I couldn't see it being great.
I could see her ripping a cigarette after also.
Oh, she definitely rips cigarettes after.
I couldn't see it being great, but she seems like a fun hang.
She's the type of girl that did anal the first few times before losing her virginity because she didn't want to lose it yet.
Oh, that's fair.
She was like a little Christian girl before.
Early.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not happy about this next quiz.
Okay, the sandwich.
Dude,
now
I'm so
this one I can only say from so this is what kind of sandwich are you? And it's important. And I can only say from the questions that they ask, we'll get into that later after the sandwiches.
Wait, should we?
This is accurate.
Mine is accurate.
Okay.
Do we do the questions?
Well, we'll do the questions after we do the sandwiches.
Okay.
Because we want to know why it's correct, you know?
Okay.
I'll start with mine.
Okay.
I got PB&J.
Okay.
That really?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
You know what goes together better than peanut butter and jelly? You and life, you handsome devil.
That's what it says?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bullshit. Fuck.
Show me that.
Absolutely fuck. I'll show it to you. I'll fucking send you a fucking drop right now.
It says you handsome devil on that?
Yeah. And I'm and life go together.
Dude, mine is so good.
Mine is so depressing after hearing yours.
Okay. So I got the meatball sub.
That's awesome.
You are a meatball sub. This is the description. What's up, bro? Broski, brosif. Professor, Brosidon, ruler of the Broshan, Barack Brobama, Lindsey Broham, John Brolo, Abraham Lincoln, Napoleon Bonaparte, and that's it.
That is you.
That's
basically
incredible.
Your personality in a nutshell.
Dude.
Okay, not only does my sandwich suck, but it's more the description and then the picture is fucking heinous.
Okay,
I just got a hamburger with lettuce instead of buns.
That's
like a lettuce wrapped fucking burger.
You do
have
no buns.
The description is literally all caps LOL period. And this is the fucking picture.
It looks rancid, bro.
That's so bad.
All it has on it is a whole red onion in a patty. With the weakest looking lettuce I've ever
seen. That is you as shit, though.
And the fucking, goddamn it, the description's so fucking chad.
You suck.
That's fucked up, dude.
You are absolutely a fucking Flying Dutchman burger.
That's fucked. At least I made it like a bandit on round one, though.
Now this one, this is why I think this one's more accurate, because the questions they ask are just...
Oh, yeah, we got to go through the questions.
Pick a website was the first one, and it's almost six websites that Bing is one of them.
And they're all logos Well, when was this quiz made? 2014. I was going to say those logos, like that's ESPN's logos from the 90s.
Yeah, that's the oldest. Then we have pick a 90s Nickelodeon show.
I didn't know a single one.
You didn't know any of those? No Ren and Stimp?
I knew Ren and Stimp, but okay, I never watched a single one of those.
I don't know what Salute Your Shorts is or Guts or Clarissa Explains It All. That sounds just bad.
Legends of the Hidden Temple? Never heard of any of these.
Now, okay, so I don't know what they gathered from those two things. Right? What personality traits they picked up.
How but cool then
the
you
next
are.
One is pick a donut.
I went with the donut
Original
holes.
Glazed.
You went donut holes. That's why you suck, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, donut holes if they're original glazed.
See, that's why I went like a sandwich that isn't really a sandwich for you because you picked a donut that isn't really a donut.
Ooh, that's so fair.
Yeah.
I did it to myself.
We have pick a slang word.
Swole.
I went YOLO.
You went YOLO? I went turnt up.
That is a good one.
Then pick something green. And I want to know from this one what they found out.
How cool you are.
There are six pictures of green. You picked the lettuce, didn't you?
Yeah.
I picked the money.
You picked the money?
I picked the money.
That's not lettuce. That's weed, idiot.
No, there's lettuce above the weed.
Oh, classic.
SNL host?
Sure. Yeah. Norm MacDonald.
Okay, that's why.
Bottom, middle, whatever.
Now, this one I think I would like to know. This one I just want to know for you guys. What appetizer you pick from Olive Garden?
Are you fucking high?
The crispy calamari, dude.
Olive Garden and breadsticks. It's the only answer.
Well, I'm the fucking meatball sub. You guys aren't, okay?
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Whatever you picked is better.
Star Wars character?
Han Solo, dude.
I picked Chewbacca.
I initially did, and then I swapped to Solo.
Fluffy?
Picked the cow.
The kitty cat.
Oh, you went kitty cat?
That's why they gave you.
I went pancakes.
It's a cute-ass cat, dude.
Because there's some fluffy-ass pancakes.
If they're going to put a cute cat, that's a cute cat.
See, I went the pancakes because that's the thing that I would describe as the most fluffy on that.
Even though they're the least fluffy.
Cotton candy's more fluffy than...
Okay.
That pillow looks pretty fucking plump itself.
All of these collect on the biggest question of all of them.
What the fuck?
Pick a shade of gray. And there are six shades of gray. There's a light gray.
I can't even tell which one I picked because when you click it, it goes to a different shade of gray. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I'm not even sure which one I did.
That's important. I did bottom middle. I think it's very important.
That is a good shade of gray.
I did top middle.
Okay.
A little on the lighter side. Gray. That's like your skin color gray.
Okay. Well,
that's not true. You went Garrett's skin color gray for your room.
I think bottom middle is the right one.
Yeah, but I mean sandwich. I'm way more happy with my sandwich.
I think mine's pretty good as well.
Good sandwich, Garrett.
Yeah, mine's shit.
You Dua Lipa.
I love how it just says LOL. That's so funny.
All right,
but this happened over the weekend, and I didn't know that someone could actually do this. So our friends came and he tried to order a half of a gram of cocaine. Have you ever heard of something like that before?
In like college, people tried to, but I don't think anyone has ever like.
Just so he called the drug dealer and said, I want a half a gram.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. No, he talked to me first. Thank God.
Okay. I was going to say if he called him on the phone and he was like, yo, how much do you want? And he was like a half.
Yeah. That's weird. Right.
yeah.
It kind of starts with one on grams.
Yeah, but that got me thinking, how much drugs are you allowed to buy before it's an issue? And how little are you allowed to buy before you're a bitch? Do you want to do like a month?
A month of drugs?
Yeah.
I was thinking more like in one sitting, how much is too much?
In one sitting? I like that. Did we just do blow here?
Yeah, sure. Just blow.
Wait, rephrase the question.
So... How little of blow makes you a bitch and how much makes you have an issue?
For one, like, night
one
out?
One sitting, one night?
And it's just for me?
One night out for yourself?
Yeah.
I think anything over a personal gram is pretty fucking gnarly.
Yeah, it might be pretty easy here and it's just, like, two a half.
Like, the thing is, like...
One is
you know you're going to share. You know you're going to share it, but if this was like, hey, I'm not going to give any to anyone. Say everyone's got their own.
Yeah,
I think anything over a whole gram to the face by yourself is a lot.
It's also dangerous as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not that it's not been done, but I'm just saying.
I was going to say it's not that dangerous. It's kind
of. And then what makes you a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because, I mean, sometimes you'll like split a gram, so you're not really a bitch. But if you were to just get a half gram.
No. Let's put it like this. You got the gram. How little of it can you do in one night and you're a bitch?
Maybe like two bumps. Three bumps.
That's four, I feel like two is
four bumps.
Two bumps is like you might not don't even get it. What's the
four
point?
Bumps, I think you're still a bitch.
If you do anything less than a quarter of it, you're a bitch.
Yeah, if it looks the same,
Yeah, if it looks like, if you could literally like give it to someone else and be like, yeah, here.
That's not even like you're a bitch. It's just like, what? You're a psychopath, kind of. Because if you stop after that little.
Yeah, well, right? I don't know if psychopath's the right word. It's more like you're you're a fucking.
More like you're
a weapon.
You because have you can self-control.
Stop. Yeah, can just stop like that.
It's more like a positive negative thing. Like you are capable of stopping when you should.
Can I give my, for what makes you a bitch, is basically if you stop before it's gone. It doesn't matter. If you went crazy and you ordered two and you stopped before it was gone, that's on you. You're a bitch.
Yeah, I don't see. I've never seen someone make it through the whole night.
I've never seen a leftover bag in the morning that you knew about. Sure, you forget about it in your pocket.
Or unless you like ordered more at like 6 a.m. and then you're like, fuck, I'm not doing this.
That doesn't happen. The fuck part, not the ordering it. That happens.
Yeah, no, the ordering
no, happens. But the thing is, though, that'd still be the one session. If you get it at 6 a.m., you're just going through the next day.
Yeah.
And then you finish it in the session.
6 a.m. is tomorrow's session.
It's the sesh. Translates to the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard of anyone ordering a half.
Yeah, I thought it was weird as fuck.
I'd block, if I was the drug dealer, I'd block their number.
Yeah, if I was a drug dealer and someone said, can I get a half?
Yeah, so I can totally get like splitting. But ordering, trying to order a solo half.
Because then what are you going to do with that? You're gonna not share that?
Yeah, I guess that's just for your personal use only.
Sick, dude.
Sick fucking that guy fucks. Engine, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. I don't like it at all. I hate it.
Let's see what else we got.
It does make me want to get a bang.
Does kind of urge me to. It's a summer solstice, boys.
It's the longest day of the year. We might as well do something.
We got to take full advantage of the day.
Should we do a little bit since it's the longest day of the year?
It is the longest day ever.
Do we have any?
We could.
We'll save it for off camp.
We could.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to debate this right here.
Yeah.
We'll cut this, right? Yeah. Right, guys?
Right, guys.
You want me to rip some of mine?
Yeah. I thought
you had a fucking smorgasbord.
I've got a smorgasbord.
A morgue.
I gotta take these off to fucking read this guy.
A morgasbord.
Okay. Here we go. This is it. I'm saying there's a minimum and a maximum here. What's the cutoff for acceptable Instagram followers before you'll even consider like pursuing a girl?
Minimum, I'm not too concerned about.
But if they have like maybe 100?
So there's a couple schools of thought.
Because if they have super low, I'm like,
it's more
is this girl not hot?
Oh no, it's more concerning that
is she that not hot?
No, fuck that. It's not. That's not the concern. It's what did she delete and restart?
Oh. It's why'd you make a new one? Because if you're hot, you just don't not have them.
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
that's not how the angle. I think the ideal kind of pocket, if I may.
Yeah, give me a range.
I think there is an
ideal chart. Little pocket is between 1,000 and like. I'd say like 8,000.
Ooh,
10,000 is too many, no matter what.
I don't think it's too many. I think anything over 20 is 100% too many.
I'm just not joining that fight.
No,
because I'm fighting against 10,000 dudes. I'm out.
I think 8,000 is way too high. I think 1 to 2,000.
Yeah, I think in that range is better.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking like dream girl, but I'm talking about if we're being realistic. Like, I feel like most girls in San Diego have like 10,000 followers.
Because if you do if you have 8,000 followers, only 500 or less are girls.
Yeah, that maybe if we could see the ratio, that would be nice.
I mean, you can acquire more friends.
No,
than
they
that
get
over
500
your...
comments from girls going like, "Oh my god, slay, fucking whatever."
If you have no. If you have 8,000 followers,
yeah, at least 500 are girls.
Around 500 are girls. 7,500 are dudes.
It's an overwhelming majority.
So that's a shit ton of DMs every day.
I'm just not joining that fight.
Well, yeah, I think anything over 10 is not ideal. Anything over 20 is a no.
Yeah.
And this not like a hard no. It depends, but like I wouldn't love it.
This might be me too. I just feel like since I don't have that many followers, that if I was dating a girl with that many and like we posted a picture on mine and it got like 250 likes, that would just be something that she would be upset about. I just have that in my mind. Like, she's like, "Oh, we look really cute. You should post that." And it only gets 250 likes. And she's like,
"You're out.
I'm gonna post this shit. I want 10,000 likes, dude."
Yeah. I mean, I don't like when they have a lot. Like, if you meet a girl and you follow them on Instagram, they have like 1,700 followers. I'm like, let's go.
But what's the minimum? There is a minimum. Let's say it was a girl who didn't restart her Instagram. She just had like.
I feel like 1,000 for anyone who's had an Instagram since like high school or college is a. Completely. Like if I have that, like more than that, then that's fair.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to say. If you have less than 1,000, like you don't really understand how the world works. Like you're very disconnected. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
No, I think it just means you could just be like a fucking recluse.
But that's what I'm saying. If you have less than 1,000, like you're so uninvolved on the internet, you don't really know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. Well,
they just keep a tight circle, dude.
Yeah. Maybe they're just ganging out.
Maybe we're missing out on those.
They're on private, under dude. Hundreds. They don't let everybody in there. Every slobbering dog in the fucking house.
Yeah. No, that's good for sure.
What I don't get is when people are private and they still have like 5,000 followers. I'm like, what's
you just accept, posting some shit that they don't want their dad to see? They've got parents that don't allow what they're posting and they can't let them see it.
Ooh, it could be that.
Yeah, definitely. What was I just thinking?
I love when he asks these.
But like over 100K, whew.
Oh, danger, just retire.
Danger zone.
Yeah, don't even send that DM. It's not getting to her.
Oh, no, I'm saying like, what if you just like happen to actually meet in person?
Oh, yeah, just quit. Just when you pull up the Instagram, just be like, hey, it was nice meeting you.
Bow out. I'm over it.
There's no way you could compete with that. Have you guys seen the thing? Okay. How could I?
Wary.
I love how he has to translate his thoughts into human words.
Yeah, he has to make it sound acceptable.
Like he's got just a jumble of like an idea, and then he has to literally translate it from code to thought.
Well, no, because it's so simple in his head. He's like, you think the orange is cool?
Okay, yeah, so come on. So if a girl does have hella followers, do you think it's, unless it's her job, do you think it's fair to restrict? Like, you don't want her fucking posting 10 stories of her just looking hot and shit, right?
No, I don't think it's fair to restrict anything.
Well, what am I worried about?
Hundreds of thousands of guys.
I wouldn't restrict it. I would just be like, this is girl's annoying as fuck. I'm out.
Yeah, I just wouldn't be into that.
I just wouldn't want to be involved with her. I wouldn't go out of my way to be restricting. I would, if I had to restrict someone from doing something, I would just be like,
I guess it would come down to if they did post that stuff, I'd be like, hey, why are you posting that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's your reasoning?
Yeah, I'd ask. And if they kept doing it, I'd just be like, cool.
Yeah, if they didn't have like a good reason, they're just like, yeah, I mean, I just, I don't know.
Yeah, if their job is to fucking have a lot of followers and be an influencer or post shit, then yeah, I mean, do what you got to do. But if you're just doing it for absolutely no reason,
just full attention,
that's
what I'm saying.
That's like, fucking stupid. Yeah.
This is another one. How many times do you think you've missed an opportunity with a chick who was for sure down, but you just didn't have any idea? Like a girl was just throwing herself at you and you're just blissfully fucking hanging out.
At least a couple does.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
I know of like multiple that I found out of like years later.
Like let me ask you this, if whatever the number is, would you want, if you could like pull it up right now and you could just see all your missed connections, like every girl who was like,
I'd be fuming.
Would you want to see that or no?
No, I don't think I'd be able to handle it.
No, yeah. What would really bother me is like high school stuff.
Well, that's exactly. Yeah,
that's almost more fair. When there was way less going on. Like if you had maybe ever talked to one girl and there was like two other girls at the school that would be even more heartbreaking.
Yeah, because that's when it's like way more, people are way shyer.
Well, yeah, and yeah, it was probably far more.
Yeah, they're like, I posted a picture at Dunkin' Donuts and that one time we went to Dunkin' Donuts and you didn't like reply or anything. And
yeah,
you're just like, oh fuck.
Yeah, that would just crumble my entire thought process for sure.
Because I mean,
I would love to pull it up for you.
Say though. Okay. Imagine if we got to pull up each other's right, and you're just reading off, and you're like, "Jay, you're not gonna believe this." remember, summer 2018.
Yeah, you're just like that absolute missile that walked by, and you were like, "Damn, she's hot." Yeah. She was trying
apparently
to
not only was she into you, she followed you on Instagram, and you didn't see it and follow her back.
Yeah, that would fuck your
shit up. That would fuck your shit up. Because I'm thinking, how many of those people, even if you saw it was from like 4 years ago, you're still going to just shoot your shot with again?
Or like how many times, like you know, when a fucking waitress or something is being nice to you and you're like, oh, they're just being nice because it's their job. But they were like,
hello.
They're like, yeah. Come on.
No, I think that would break.
Lower for
like,
sure.
I touched your shoulder. Like,
that,
please.
I think that would break my heart. I don't think I'd be able to handle it.
Well, because you always have that thought in your head where you're like, hey.
Right?
Hey, that barista was pretty flirty. Dude, and then you're like, no.
I found out any of those girls I've been on an airplane with had something for me.
Oh, airplane
damn
ones?
Damn it, dude.
Oh, airplane ones would be game the
any
fuck
any fucking family vacation girls, dude.
How many times do you tell yourself in your head you're going to say something and then just fuck it?
And you just absolutely back the fuck out. And it's not, maybe it wasn't even just that they would. It's like you get to see like their thoughts.
Oh my God.
Like they're like, wow, he's really not even talking to me.
No.
I complimented his fucking latte
order. I think
that might
absolutely ruin my confidence for life if I saw that.
Yeah, I think that would be worse. I think I would be worse after that. Like, I'd be overthinking everything.
Yeah, because, and then you,
it could go the other way too. You could be like overly aggressive, thinking every girl likes you. Like, well, that one girl likes me.
Yeah,
so
you're like, well, the of course she does. Little Caesar's pizza, fucking, fucking
pizza girl.
The pizza girl was down. So why wouldn't this one be?
My Uber driver in Miami that one weekend. Like,
so that was actually true.
Oh shit! Why did that? A little Freudian slip. Yeah. She actually did like me a lot.
Yeah. classic.
Okay. You want this thing? Mm-hmm. It's a good toss.
I don't know why that's where my mind went immediately.
Because, no, that's how reality is. Okay, this is a good one. This is from our resident masterclass, Garrett Beaupre. This is free. You don't have to sign up. They're not a sponsor. The topic is how to procrastinate successfully.
Ooh. So the thing is, you have to have your own definition of success, right?
Okay, I like that.
So do you want to succeed?
He's already procrastinating this thing.
Do you want to succeed at the objective or succeed at procrastinating, right?
You want to succeed at procrastinating.
Okay, so this one's really easy. Think about what you have to get done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And think about every micro aspect of it.
Yes.
Whether they're easy or hard. But as you start to build up all these little things, it becomes, even if it's the easiest task, so much harder. Because you've broken it down into the most tiny of steps, right? Let me just start with cleaning my room. First of all, I have to get out of bed.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Then
that's a huge one.
What would
one
be the
right
most
there?
Obvious thing to do? Make your bed, right?
Mm.
Then if I want to clean my room, I want to feel clean. I gotta take a shower. Ooh, I just remembered I'm out of shampoo. What am I going to do? Go to CVS just to clean my room? Nope, I'm out. Not cleaning the room. Mm-hmm. See what I mean?
This is one of the things I think is really important. You have to not be sure when the thing has to be done by.
Oh, yeah. No finite
timeline. You're like, I'm pretty sure it's due at 12, or I'm pretty sure I have to be done by noon, but it could be 3. I don't remember the email that well. So you kind of just, but you don't check it.
Nope.
You just put it off until like maybe an hour before when it was supposed to be done. Then you check it and it was due 2 hours earlier. Yep. So you're just fully, that's one of the best elements.
That's one of the best. Or it's easy either way.
Look at
if
you're how me. Confused more. This whole time we're talking about this.
See, for someone like me, like I said, a master, it's easy whether you have a deadline or not, right? Because if mm-hmm. there is a deadline, I know for a fact I'm not starting until half hour before. Okay. If there isn't one, that's where you get to have a little more fun with it. You might do a little bit here, a little bit there. And then when you know you're getting danger close to the deadline, the other 90% of it right mm-hmm. before it's due.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, as soon as I could perceive a speed bump, I'm out.
Okay, speed bumps are big.
Any
and you
sort of
need
hiccup.
To make them up.
Yeah.
Yes. If they're not there, make them.
Like if I don't have like the Swiffer wet jet thing, like I may have another way to clean, but if I don't have the most convenient way, I'm out.
Oh yeah. Because the task itself is hard enough. So if I don't have the easiest way to do it available, mm-hmm. not getting done.
This is one that's kind of specific to the task, but like it's like maybe like paying a bill or like a ticket or something like that. You need to keep it accessible, but not in sight.
Yes.
So like you, maybe it's on like your desk or something, you walk past it and you're like, oh, I need to do that. But it's not where you're hanging out. So you're constantly reminded of the task.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And you're like, oh, what did it say? I have a week to pay that before it doubles. I'll do it later. And you're reminded of it.
Yeah. So I always
but
have
not
something
close enough to you to bother you.
I always have something in my life, no matter where I'm at. called the corner of fear and disappointment. And it's typically like a drawer in a desk or something. Right now it's a little folder in the corner of my room. And I put all the shit that I don't want to look at, but I know that if I check it, I'll remember. So if I see that drawer, I don't even need to know what's in there. If I see that, I'll remember what needs to get done and I'll not fucking do it.
That's a pro move too. This goes back to what you were saying earlier, adding speed bumps. Collect them.
Yeah, and put them all together.
The same area.
Yes, keep them all together.
So it's like I can't do just one unless I do all of them.
Exactly.
And so I can't do all of them.
It builds up
now.
Until it's so overwhelming, but yet so detrimental to my life that I have to do it all.
Because it's an 8-hour corner, but separately they're it's an hour apiece.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna spread an hour of my day over a week. I'd rather just bang out a whole day of misery.
But to do it all at once would be overwhelming.
Yeah, so I can't do it all at once.
Yeah.
This is another one, it's kind of niche as well. Setting alarms and timers. And then turning them off and setting another one.
Okay, so El Capitan
here. I'm gonna start at 11. The timer goes off at 11 and you look at it and you're like, I could do it at 11:30.
Oh, 100%.
I could just push it off to 11:30. Set another one, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat.
Oh yeah, my favorite is I'll be like, okay, I'll do this in an hour. And then you just hit repeat timer, put it off an hour. Mm-hmm.
See, I just don't do this a lot.
I knew this was going to be a tough one for you. That's why me and Garrett are kind of
I'll take the lead on this one. This is kind of my forte.
Yeah, but you guys definitely have it figured out or not figured out, whatever.
Well, it's all about, it basically comes down to the mentality. And the mentality is, there's no way I could do it. And then you Tarantino it from there. I can't do it. But why? Here, here, here.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're at where you're at right now. And it's like, well, all those things are in the way. I can't.
Well, a lot of the times it's like, I was absurd to even think that I could do it in the first place. So me putting it off was just like me realizing there was no way I could do this.
And here's another part of it too that we haven't even talked about. You have to get addicted to the high of finishing something right before it needs to be done. You have to you have to love that.
Oh no, you got to, my favorite addiction is doing 80% of it. So I'll do like, I have like my everyday laundry, like underwear, socks, and like shirts I wear a lot. I keep in like an important, like that gets full the fastest. Then I have like white shirts that I don't wear too often.
Things that could be wrinkly.
And they're like nicer stuff that I'll wear once a month at the most. So I'll like go through and like the important ones starting to overflow into the other ones. And then I'll just do one of them instead of doing them all three.
Yeah.
And then you have your bed sheets. But those just stay on.
No, right? Those get done. More than you'd think.
Which is never. So once.
No, those get done.
No, I've seen them done.
I've done them a couple times.
I've seen them done.
Always the big hiccup for me is if I forget a password or I need to make an email or I need to make something to do the thing.
Not getting
done. Oh, that's been fucking ravishing my life
lately.
We're
done.
Because you got a new computer?
No, just because I was working with this new company, I have to get all their passwords, and then all the verification is through them. Oh. So it's like if I'm trying to set something up, and then they send a two-factor password to somebody else's phone, and then I'm just like, no,
you're fucked.
It's tomorrow.
Well, I mean, if someone else is a part of it, you might as well.
Oh yeah. I'm talking if it's solely up to me, and that happens, still not doing.
That's an easy not going to do it right there. Oh, I have to call somebody out.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Dude, two-factor identification can just lick my fucking whole ass.
Yeah, it'll probably save our asses at some point in the future, but
yeah, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. AI is big on that.
Yeah, so that pretty much sums it up.
And
that was good.
I feel like people learned from that, honestly. Okay, let's see here. Which one of us could get away with hanging out by a kid's playground the longest before the cops get called? Or a better way of asking it is, who's getting called quickest?
What are we wearing?
What are we wearing right now?
Morgan's for sure getting the cops called immediately.
If I'm wearing this, I'm for sure out.
Well, so I think for personally, it would be Morg, and it's not necessarily anything about his looks, which I mean, that's already part of it, but he would be so stressed out because he wouldn't be doing something. He'd just have to be hanging out by a park that he would look nervous and weird.
Look like he's about to do something.
He'd have like the shakes going.
Yep.
But who do I think
probably trying to hang out with a kid?
Yeah.
I think Garrett could give the older brother vibes longest.
I think Garrett would blend in the most.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's just a little bit older than the kids.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Like, his parents just don't let him play video games and he has to go to the park.
Yeah, you could probably get away with it for a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Or no, he's like that weird kid in hiding in the top of the slide or something that's like,
well, I get away with it.
Oh, yeah, he's waiting for
as long as I can resist. As long as I can resist touching the kids, then I'd get away with it.
And you can't.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
So we'll go Garrett for that.
What else we got? Ooh, this is a good one. What's the lamest thing you've pretended to like to get a girl to like you?
Her?
Yes! That's so good.
That's good. That's really good.
Oh, I mean, in the essence of it, yes.
Yeah. Well, wow. More than anything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about this stuff.
Like I'm talking like they say something like they're really into like baking or whatever.
And Maroon 5 was a tough one for me.
Ooh, Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Music is a tough one.
I had a girl
one.
That was obsessed with Maroon 5 and I was just like, I fucking despise them.
For some reason, I'm really good at getting into the astrology stuff when it's brought up.
But I mean, I can back that up because it's kind of interesting. Because
it's like funny.
If you pretend to like believe in it for a second, you're like, sure.
It's kind of, it's kind of two-faceted, right? It is kind of interesting, but it's also fun to make fun of. So you can kind of pretend you're interested while also making fun of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, making fun of it is the easiest way to, but that's not pretending you're interested in it.
No, but
in a way.
I'm talking like they bring something up and you're like, oh yeah.
No,
I was just actually doing that last week.
Okay, so like you aren't sarcastic.
Let me go back. Yeah, like you actually are like trying. You're like maybe you made a joke about something earlier and she didn't take it well, and you're like, oh, I have to like stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, let me think about. Let me go back.
Yeah, music's a big one. I feel like if they just have like a obsession with something that you just fucking hate, you just
and then you kind of dig yourself a hole on that one sometimes because you're like, oh, they're coming to town, we should go.
Oh my god.
Let me go back to high school. I mean,
or you get caught on that one. They'll start playing the music and you don't know the songs.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'd be like in the car every Sunday morning. Guess what song? Sunday morning.
I'm like, fucking kill me.
Fuck.
And then she thought it was like our song.
Yeah, then you're stuck with it forever.
I fucking hate this song.
You're stuck with it forever. Every time you get in the car, she's like, looking at you. Hey,
okay. Every time she picks you up. Adam and the boys.
More you got?
Anything? Fuck, I feel like if I gave this some proper thought, I could think of some shit, but it's hard right now.
It is a hard one to think of off the top of your head because it's not stuff that you're going to remember.
I can't think of.
You're not going to remember these lies.
Yeah. I can't think of who, but I remember getting myself caught in a pickle with, what comedian was it? Just pretending I liked this one comedian and just having to watch like every one of his specials.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was someone like god-awful.
It's important for me to try not to lie on things like that that you would have to actually do like in the moment. Like if it's like something, some activity that's bullshit, like they fucking like to paint, go painting or something. I'm like, oh yeah, I love painting. It's not like they're going to break out an easel.
Hiking. Hiking. Got stuck with a hiker in high school.
A hiker?
Yep.
You don't like to hike, dude? Of course you don't like to hike.
More, oh, you don't like to hike.
Dude, I love hiking.
No, you do not. Yeah. Look at him. He's trying to cover up his lies right now.
I love hiking. What are you talking about?
What hikes have you been?
I love to hike.
He almost had me for a second. I was like, never been on a hike
and
with you.
And that's how it's done, dude.
No, I'm talking like...
And we just saw it in literal action.
Like religiously like 3-4 days a week hiking.
No, I actually do like to hike.
Because that's the only free thing there is to do on Earth.
No, during COVID,
I bet you tight ass. You're a good one. Fucking hikes all over SD.
Dude, I swear to God.
Oh, this one's going to waterfall.
No, this is why I stopped hiking during COVID.
You stop.
No, I'm being dead serious.
AKA, oh, went on a hike, never went again.
No, during COVID,
I went on one.
So I went on one hike, and this is why I've never hiked again.
I was big into it, and then I went on one, and whoa.
No, during COVID, I went to go on one hike because you couldn't do anything outside. Hadn't seen people. I live by myself. Hadn't seen people in weeks.
Oh, this is when you're in LA.
Yeah. And then I went there, and there's like 1,500 people out. It was a crowd on the hike. And I was like, I'm not doing this. Like I can't.
So you never even went on one?
No, I did. I have hiked the Hollywood sign like a number of times.
Wow. It was his first date every single time.
What's free?
What could I get away with for free?
Yeah,
date?
If I go to be in nature and there's other. Oh, and a guy told me to go fuck myself for not wearing a mask on a hike. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Dude.
I came out here to be away from people and there's a crowd here.
Yeah, sorry I went outdoors. So, yeah. Did not expect this.
I was over that shit real quick.
REI, sponsor him.
but I do love to hike.
He's a big
hiker.
Yeah, he's backpacker, hiker, camper, yep. All of it.
Outdoorsman.
This is a good one here. I fucking loved that one.
Yeah, that was great.
That was good.
Yeah, just for the record, that one was great.
That made me happy. What's the adult version of like jumping and touching the door jamb when you're a kid, or like carrying a bunch of chairs in church?
Chugging cool. Alcohol?
To impress a girl?
To impress a girl, yeah.
In college, it was definitely chugging alcohol.
Or like shotgunning, yeah.
Shotgunning fast? I think that's more for the bros.
I think that's
like saying bench 225.
I don't think girls
ever touching the tall things for the bros too.
No, that's for the chicks, dude. No, but the guys, they love that.
He's got a point though. That is multifaceted. If you could do that and another guy couldn't, you're just like, what's up,
oh,
bitch?
Yeah, that bodied him. Yeah. Okay.
But so I think... having an Amex card.
I was gonna say buying the like drinks for everybody and being like, no, you don't have to pay me.
Oh, like for a whole group.
For a whole group. Like, oh, let me Venmo you. And you're like, no, don't
buy around for the group and dope.
Yeah.
Or being the only one with a bag. I mean, come on.
Yeah. that has legs.
Making sure the only one drives.
Yeah, making sure. Or you have a bag at like a very opportune time that no one else does.
Yeah.
Like you wait till everyone else runs out.
That's like being the first kid that could dunk in like middle school or something.
Oh, hell yeah. Being the last guy to pull out a bag out of Nappers?
Oh, yeah. I've got some. Oh, whoa.
That's as close as you can. That's as close as you can come to having a superpower.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that might as well have been what's your superpower that you want.
Yeah, no, that takes the cake just in general.
Yeah.
Well, there's more
the guys and the girls.
There's more. There's more adult versions that aren't drug related.
Ooh, like pulling into like a fucking hard ass parking spot on the first Ooh. Try. Like parallel parking and diming it up.
Parallel parking in one turn. You don't even have to scoot forward. You just nail it
hard. But it's tight though.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I don't think you can fit. And you're like, I got this.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
That is good. I think backing into a parking space in general might be one.
You mean parallel or backing
No, just
up?
Backing into a place that you would normally pull in front. Just backing into a spot.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty
good.
That's pretty damn cool.
There's other shit. Let me think. What do I do all the time? That's so
cool. What is something I do in my daily life?
That's just so cool. Let's just think about this. You're in a group. You just walk up. It's us. There's a group of girls. What are you doing to make yourself cooler?
Dude, fucking busy street. Just fucking crossing when the crosswalk sign's not up.
Oh, that is good.
And like commanding the whole group to follow you.
But come on, let's go. Maybe timing it perfectly to like you start walking before it turns. Like, and you know it's going to turn.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wow. Obviously. You're like in the corner of your eye looking at like the countdown on the other one. It gets to zero. You're like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, you're like seeing the yellow light.
Yeah. Come on, let's blow this popsicle stand.
Ooh, speaking of the traffic lights thing, like knowing it's gonna turn green, timing a red. That's not bad.
Ooh, you ever like recommended a drink at a restaurant and then like everyone's like, ooh, I want the same thing.
Oh, I just thought a really good one. Revving your motorcycle super loud.
Fucking rips.
So cool.
That fucking goes dummy.
Like, or a fucking car with no muffler.
There's a guy that lives in this building that does that every fucking night. I want to beat
that
the shit out of him.
Pussy.
No, that guy should be fucking killed.
Yeah, right?
Just because he's not me.
He was doing it for so long, like Morgan went on the balcony and there was like a guy like talking to another guy, like standing outside his car.
Just revving
and
that shit?
No, they were like behind him. And Morgan's like, what the fuck? Like screams, and the guys are like right behind them. Like, yeah, what a fucking loser, right? Like they're like yelling at like just
that
like.
That guy gets pussy though. If he does that on a group of chicks, holy
shit.
I bet he does.
Yeah, dude.
Do you think carrying the chairs worked?
What do you think is the reinforcement behind having a fucking, I mean, I guess you had to have gotten laid at least once from it.
Oh, there's girls who would definitely have sex with you.
Yeah, like girls without teeth love motorcycles.
Or a fucking neck tat or something.
Yeah.
That's the only way though, right?
Yeah, you're rigging some fucking biker trogs.
Yeah, if you can set off a car alarm with your fucking rev, dude, you get
okay, I would
laid.
Fuck you if you could
yeah.
do it. If you set off an alarm.
If you could do it on one take, I'd fuck you.
Yeah.
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 And
there, I get it. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah. And peel out of a parking lot. Just
yeah. Set off a car alarm while you're wheeling and then just dip out.
That's sick.
That's sick. That's fucking cool. That guy rails pussy.
You know what is an unexpected one, but hit super hard in high school for some reason. The guy that could do a wheelie on a bike for like a long period of time.
Oh, like continue doing it?
Yeah. We had this one.
I mean,
this
that's
one.
Might as well have been a tray flip.
Yeah.
It's just cool.
Tray flips.
If you could tray flip in middle school.
On demand.
Tray flip rigged.
Yeah.
If someone said hit a tray flip and you did that.
Because I could do that. And I remember it was
and
sick.
And you broke your wrist 8 times.
Yeah. I might have landed 2 in my life.
Yeah. Skateboarding is one of the most difficult fucking things to learn for sure.
It is fucking hard.
You have to learn it like super young.
Oh,
this is a good one. Saying you haven't seen that movie to a girl when you mention a good movie. And you're just like, oh my God, you haven't seen that?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen Inception? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. They hate that.
They love that. That's the easiest way to get laid in the world.
Yep.
And you just start listing old movies from like the 80s with Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you've never seen Remember the Titans?
Or playing any sort of like fucking like knowledge-based game. Like, you didn't know that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
They love that. Girls love that.
Game over.
Just looking smarter than another guy.
Yeah. Looking smarter than another guy, but not intentionally looking smarter than another girl. They don't actually love that. That was the joke.
Yeah.
They hate that.
Oh, you didn't fucking know that?
Oh. Being a feminist.
Yes.
That is absolutely pussy city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just like being like, dude, the gender wake up.
Having pronouns.
Oh, pronouns.
That rips.
That is a cheat code.
That rigs.
That rips. Painting your nails.
That rips.
Okay. I think I have one more. Do you have anything else?
No, that was good.
That was a good one. What's your like best worst excuse for staying out late with the boys?
Like to a girl?
Yeah.
Like to a,
like say this would probably be a girlfriend situation.
To a girlfriend, yeah. Yeah.
Or I mean, if you want to include this in there, maybe like you said you were gonna hang out with a girl and then you ditched it to hang out with the boys, but you like want to hang out there in the future, so you come up with an excuse.
A timeless classic is my phone died.
Phone died's good.
I used to just have that fucker off, baby.
Yeah, just turn it off.
Yeah.
You still do that.
Sorry,
with me.
I have an old phone. Battery dies quick.
This is when I saw this, why it made me think of this. Someone said, sorry, I mopped myself into a corner and I had to wait for it to dry. And I fell asleep.
I mopped myself into a corner and had to wait for it to dry.
I don't know if there's a best for this because you already lost if you have to answer it.
I was reading the comments on that one. And one of the things it said, the stupider the excuse, the more true it probably is for guys.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so fair. Like that guy probably actually mopped himself in a corner.
Yeah, something like super rational is when they start raising yeah. questions. Like, oh, it's sorry. Like
if your like phone's not having dead. Service.
Yeah. Yeah. No service. Yeah, no phone's service. Dead, phone fell dead. Asleep.
Family emergency, something like that.
Mm-hmm. But if you say like,
yeah, if you
if you say like, oh, I lost track of time because I got 12 episodes deep and chopped. I wanted to see how they're going to use arugula in the last basket.
I was two seasons away from, or two episodes away from the finale, and I just simply couldn't put it down. Yeah.
I didn't even see the sun go down because I was wearing a fucking ski mask inside.
worst excuse. I'm out too late. I'm with the boys.
I don't think I've never, like, none of them are good because none of them have ever worked for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've never won.
Well, that's why they're the best worst.
Yeah.
The one you thought was going to work. I'm imagining you in a kitchen at 5 a.m. with your boys and you're trying to craft the text. And
I've had that happen too.
They said you weren't the best girlfriend in the world? Was it an argument with
the
boys?
I've had where they...
We were sitting around complimenting you all night?
Okay, that's the best. That's the best.
Write that down. We couldn't stop making compliments for you.
Oh, I've literally had... One of my personal favorites that actually kind of worked was saying that one of the boys was going through girl trouble and we all had like an advice circle for him like all night.
Ooh, that is good.
Right?
That actually yeah,
worked. That one really
worked for sure.
Especially yeah. if she has like some sort of insight to where he is. Maybe.
Oh, yeah,
actually.
No. It was like one of our really close friends. I remember exactly
what I was doing. The advice circle was just a slamming beers at Chili's. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he was going through a rough patch, so we got an 8-ball and drank 3 30
He was going through a rough patch, so we were trying to hook him up with a waitress all night.
We invited the fucking Chili's entire staff over.
Oh, that's good shit.
Oh, that's fucking rips.
Yeah, maybe try and come up with one for next week. Like a really good one.
A really good one. There is one.
There's one.
There's one we had.
But that's, I think that's the end for me. I think that's all I had.
Yeah, that was, we got some.
Was there fire in there. Are we at time?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at time.
Well, that was a fun one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was,
yeah. I feel like it was insightful, informative.
We learned a lot. We always do.
We found the Titanic people.
Oh, yeah. Wait. We said we're going to look it up at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait. Did they find the submarine? First thing on search. Which can confirm the missing submarine? No.
Are nope. they past the oxygen?
Nope, they limit? Haven't.
No, wait, hold on. This is an angle you didn't think of. What if you find them and it is what I said and one guy just killed them all and that's the reason why he's alive?
That'd be fucking unreal.
Is that
fair at that point?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you get out of that?
No.
No. I think
that might be a weird thing where you're like fighting for your life. You can make up
you could say they tried to kill you.
Yeah, you can make up any story.
Self-defense.
That would be.
Especially if it was like the guide, they were like, oh, they were going to kill me first because they're all buddy-buddy. I had to.
Yeah, you can make up anything.
Or you could just say they died. Well, not like the oxygen got low and they died.
Not if there's a fucking knife stab in their neck.
Oh, that's true.
Wait, would it be considered self-defense matter what?
I mean,
if there's 96 hours of oxygen and if you kill them all, you get to live longer.
Defense against the time.
No, I think that would be murder. But I think in that scenario, you could make up almost any fucking story.
Yeah, you could make some up.
Here's the thing, though. How fucked would it be if he did that and then still died?
Nah, that's fine. Because then they were going to die anyway.
But like, okay, so imagine they find it.
Does it float?
No.
It's supposed to.
It floats. That's why.
Yeah,
it's
the problem
missing.
That we're having is it floats.
It floats, yet it's missing at the bottom of the ocean.
Will it float eventually?
No.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it could be floating currently, but clearly something went wrong. It's supposed to.
We don't know where it is. Let's just say that.
It has ballast that keeps it down. What they do is release that fucking water that they keep on board, and then it fills with air, or then it's just
all right. Let's let these people get back to their day. Dude. Okay,
you go get back to your day.
Are they past the oxygen time limit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're gone.
Why can't they find it?
Yeah.
Well.
All right. But good stuff. Fun time.
46. Yep, fun stuff. Chugging dicks.
Yep. That's we stay chugging dicks. We will. we have any sort of consistency we can tell these people when we're going to be posting episodes. Did we even post last week's yet?
Yeah, last week's is up, dude. Okay, we are trying.
Well, do we just want to say Friday so that we don't have to like rush through the week?
We do need to set a day
because it was supposed to be Wednesday and it's Wednesday today.
Yeah, let's just do Fridays. It's no FOMO Fridays.
It's Fridays.
Okay, forever. Fridays.
From now on, it's Fridays.
Put that at the start.
Yeah. Okay. Episodes will be available Friday. We'll see you on Friday.
Fridays at 9 a.m.
Sure.
Don't give them too much.
Don't do that.
Don't give them too specific.
You're doing that to yourself.
Fridays at 9
a.m. Did you see in the comments recently, some guy was literally like, this is the most inconsistent podcast in the world, but I love you guys or something.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It wouldn't be us if it was consistent.
Yeah. True. Fuck you. It'll be
actually,
up when it's
keep them on their toes. We're changing up weekly.
Yeah. New episodes weekly.
Turn on notifications.
Listen here. Turn on your post notifications and it'll be there.
Yeah. That'll let you, that's what they're there for. They'll let you know.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
Get fucked. See ya.
Get fucked. Stay on land.
Yeah,
land. Stay on land. Land up.
Get fucked.
All right. See you guys next week.